Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Cold Light, Creatures, Discoveries, and Inventions That Glow, by Anita Sitarsky, narrated by Jessica L. Macy, and directed by Tim Reynolds.
Introduction. What a reaction! Light sticks and other cool light. Snap! Have you ever used a light stick? Then you are familiar with the snap that gets the glow to go. Ever wonder just what that snap does? The center of a light stick holds a delicate glass tube. This capsule most often contains a chemical that you may have seen in your home medicine cabinet: hydrogen peroxide. Some people use it to clean cuts or even to bleach their hair. The rest of the light stick contains a second chemical and a dye that glows a certain color when it receives energy. When you bend the light stick until you feel that snap, you are breaking the glass tube and releasing the hydrogen peroxide solution into the second chemical. Shaking the tube speeds up the mixing of the two, which act on each other to make new chemicals. This reaction produces energy that causes the dye to glow. Different dyes are used to produce different colored light sticks, or glow sticks, as they are also called. One of the cool things about glow sticks is that they're, well, cool. That is, the reaction produces light and very little heat. Scientists call light produced at low temperatures luminescence. The lumen part means light. When luminescence is caused by a chemical reaction, like in a glow stick, it's called chemiluminescence. The knowledge needed to produce glow sticks came from studies of fireflies, the champions of cold light. Since bio means life, when scientists talk about chemiluminescence that takes place in living things like fireflies, they call it bioluminescence. Yes, it's another huge word. Just be glad it's not biochemiluminescence. A third kind of cold light can be seen in things like glow-in-the-dark stickers and toys. This type also has a long name, but perhaps we'll wait until later for that. New discoveries about how cold light works and how to use it are being made practically every day. People are even investigating entirely new ways to produce cold light.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?